Well, today, a marvelous guest who is returning to Crossover, Sharon Isbin, guitarist. Welcome to Crossover, Sharon, once again.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back here.
Well, it's great to have you back with this amazing album that you have come out with. It's called Guitar Passions, and you're performing with, as you say, your friends. And I just, as I said before, I think you've hit it out of the ballpark with this one, because it's not exactly a crossover album, but what you do is you satisfy all tastes.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And again, you also, you incorporate your kind of your deepest personal beliefs in so many aspects of your life and music, and it shows in your work. I mean, this particular album touches on a lot of things, and I guess we can talk about each one. But what brought you to this decision about this? I know you had, through the years, you've had these people that have meant so much to you in your life. Is that one of the reasons that you thought to put this type of album together?
Well, Sony actually suggested the idea of a guitar tribute, something that would pay tribute to my guitar heroes. And as we began to explore this further, I realized I could incorporate people from the past as well as the present. And I have so many friends that I've collaborated with from different genres, like Steve Vai from the heavy metal rock world, and Steve Morse, Stanley Jordan from jazz. And Romero Lubambo, also Brazilian jazz.
Phenomenal guitarists as well.
Oh, I know. And to play with them, it's really a thrill, because they improvise and I stay in my world. I actually bring them to my world.
Well, and it's also very important for people who are listening. You cross the lines, you make it accessible to people who love contemporary music, rock, of course, classical, but you bring it down to a level where it's understandable. And we always talk about that in music, that we should share, you know, the genres that we work with. And you do it in this album. I have to tell you, it's, you can't define it as a classical album or a crossover album, but you really do. And the arrangements are spectacular. The Rodrigo one is just out of this world. I mean, I just kind of put the album on and I said, what are they doing there? And of course, what are you, three guitars, right?
Well, that actually goes back to the late 1980s when I was invited to play with Laurindo Almeida and Larry Coryell. And Laurindo made a special arrangement for the three of us to premiere and to record. And it's the only other existing recording of it. And it's his setting from the famous slow movement adagio of Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez. And instead of just taking it in a traditional sense, I do play Rodrigo's part. But the part that Romero does is improvised based on the English horn and the rest of the orchestra. And then instead of the big orchestral solo towards the end, it turns into a rocked out bossa nova improv on electric guitar.
I'm sitting there listening. I said, what's going on? It's phenomenal. It is phenomenal. And you know what? It all blends together somehow. It's not, oh, it's just bossa nova or just classical or just, you know, it's all one. It's what music should be. And I think you should be so proud of this. This is really something special.
Well, thank you. You really are touching me very much by what you're saying, because I'm so glad that is the message that's being communicated, because music really is all about the culture that we live in the past and the present, and its expressivity, its lyricism, its rhythm, its harmony, it's all of those things, and the boundaries that we often attach to it don't have to be there.
That's right. And of course, we always say it's an international language, but it also crosses over into the various genres, you know. But this is really something. You've taken some strictly classical works and kind of made them your own with your wonderful, you know, the people that are playing with you, great, great artists in their own right. I mean, just incredible. Also, Nancy Wilson, that was kind of interesting. You said you listened to her a lot when you were in college.
Well, that was one of my favorite albums, Dreamboat Annie, and never did I imagine that I would end up recording with her, let alone my favorite song from that, which is Dreamboat Annie. And when approached about this, because she was one of the only two artists on this album I did not know from before, in terms of a friendship, she said she'd be honored to do it. And I just admire so much her as a guitarist, as a songwriter, as a singer. So it's a tribute to her. She's one of my guitar heroes, and she made the arrangement in terms of who would play what, and I had to kind of learn a little bit about how to improvise, and we just sat down in the studio one afternoon and put it all together.
Nancy Wilson, along with her sister Anne, led the late 70s, early 80s rock group Heart. One of the group's big hits was the track of the LP Dreamboat Annie, written by the Wilson sisters. Now tell us a little bit about how, when you're a classical musician, to improvise, which is something that classical musicians have a hard time with. When you say they showed me how to improvise, or taught me, or and suggested, what did that consist of? How did that open up that world to you?
Well, one aspect which I am used to doing is rhythmically improvising. If I'm playing a tune, I can mess around with it in terms of where it fits in the meter.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll hear that right at the beginning of Dreamboat Annie. But other kinds of things, she'll say, well, let's just throw in some harmonics here. And I said, well, what kind? Oh, I don't know, whatever you like. So I just started experimenting. She said, yes, that's it. So just go with that kind of idea and that flow. And in terms of learning more formal improvisation, I really am setting that as a goal this year to start that. I had a wonderful afternoon, seven-hour session with Santana in his home.
Oh, my.
And he was really remarkable in his patience in trying to get me to sound like Santana. It was really pretty funny. And there would be little glimmers here and there of something happening, and I really love that idea of going to yet another challenge, because that's what makes me exciting. It makes it exciting for me to get up and play the guitar every day is when I know I'm doing something different that I haven't done before.
Well, that's the challenge I think that people that play instruments that one can improvise on are confronted with, because you have classical students and I'm sure they're learning the repertoire, but I'm sure that it would be wonderful for you to incorporate a little bit of the improvisational technique, you know, when you teach. That might be very, very
absolutely
helpful.
Yeah. So let's check in on this in about a year or two and see,
in your
see
spare
how far
time,
I've gotten.
Yeah. Now, when's your book coming out?
It's actually not a book, a documentary.
Did I read your mind? You must write a book, of course, because after listening to this and realizing where you've been and who you've studied with and who you've worked with, it's such a variety of artists. When is the documentary? It is a documentary?
It is a documentary. It was being filmed over the last 3 years. And it's for public television. It'll also eventually be available on DVD. But what it really is chronicling the collaborations that I've been fortunate to have with some of the great composers of our time, John Coriano, Tan Dunn, Chris Rouse, Joan Tower.
Tan Dunn has
the list goes on and on.
As a concerto that I think you're playing, isn't that?
I just played in Italy in the San Carlo Teatro, which is the oldest theater in all of Europe, built in 1737. It's just such an elegant, extraordinary place. So I did a couple of performances there, the Tan Dunn concerto that he had written for me. And, you know, back to the documentary, it's work sessions with these composers, interviews, how they write for the guitar, and then it goes way, way beyond that into some of the cross-genre things in terms of Nancy Wilson, and Steve Vai has a wonderful interview, and in fact, you can go to my website, SharonIsbin.com, and see the video of the making of Guitar Passions, and there are some clips there of work with Steve and with Stanley and with Nancy, and get a sense of how this really all evolved. And also for the documentary, one of the things we wanted to do was a music video, a classical music video.
You must. And you must.
We did it, and you can see it. I chose Asturias by Isaac Albéniz, which is on Guitar Passions. And the producer and director of photography, producer is Susan Dangle, director of photography is Rob Fortunato, and they created this music video, which you can see also by going to the website. It's right there either on the video page or the homepage, and that will be something that is a bonus feature on the documentary and also part of it. To give you an idea of the new vision we're creating, Rob is an amazing cameraman. He's considered one of the top right now in the country, and I'm so fortunate to have him had him with me. And of course, we covered Joan Baez, who came to my home
and album as
rehearsed
well,
yeah. and interviewed with her. Martina mm-hmm. Navratilova is in the documentary, believe it or not. She's a good friend, and talk about the difference between discipline in tennis versus in music. We filmed at the Grammys at the White House. It's something I'm very excited about, and I'm glad I'm not the one putting it together, because I don't know how they're going to choose from all those hours of footage.
When you talk about all this, and you think about where you started, now the Segovia thing, this Asturias was the one that was just so unbelievable. You know, you hear it all the time, but this sounds totally different on the album. It's really amazing.
Oh, thank you.
But when you kind of talk about this and you say, well, this one is a friend and this, I'm lucky to be with this one and so on and so forth. Do you believe how your life has worked out through your wonderful instrument? I mean, it's really an amazing story, because you're not just a musician who plays concerts and teaches. I mean, I don't say that in a disparaging way, but you are so overreaching with what you do. And I mean, your philosophies penetrate the music that you play and you choose. You've done things, you've taken chances, you've done TV, you've done, you know, things that normally, you know, they're not in the realm of, you know, performing musicians. I mean, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with you. I think you reach out, you know.
I'm very curious. I everything that, which is, makes it hard for me to get anything done, because I'm always drawn to something new mm-hmm. and captivating and compelling. And I do get everything done, but it's just, I don't get any sleep. That's the thing.
That's not going to work for too long.
But I think that curiosity about the world, about other people, about new experiences, and not being afraid to try them, to just step right in there and into the arena of the gladiators and see what happens.
Right.
I think that is what fuels me, and what also produces things that are unexpected. And it is really like a dream. I mean, who knew that I would study with Segovia? And that's why I play Asturias as a tribute to him. And I had a number of lessons with him, including on this piece. So I feel that there's a continuity about all of this process that is really beyond me. It's as if someone is pulling strings there, and I'm just the vehicle.
Well, you're doing it through your instrument, in a sense. I mean, because that's your tool. That's what leads you there. But a lot of people don't think that way. It's not a matter of courage. It is, in a way, but I think it's, as you say, your curiosity, but it has led you, you know, and even to produce an album like this, which is, I must say, you know, I get albums in. Yes. Okay. Here's another album. And I looked at it, and I, you know, just kind of put it on. I said, what is she doing here? It's wonderful. So I just must congratulate you on this. And I'm afraid to ask what your next project is, but I'm sure it's going to be a stunner. This one, I would say this should get a Grammy of some kind. I really think
it's
amazing.
Well, it's in the best, what is it called? It's in the classical field. We had to figure out really where it belonged, but it is a classical album.
Well, it
is.
It's
in the classical field, and it's in the best small ensemble category. So that's where it ended up.
And you have virtuosos that team up with you who are in their field. So it's really marvelous. And I just feel very privileged to have spoken with you and to play this on Crossover.
Jill, you're the best.
You're
you
the
really
best.
Are. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.